With public trust in the ability of our elected officials at an all-time low, especially for those strung to the extreme Tea Party right, you would think that Florida Republicans might be inclined to distance themselves from the shutdown charade in Washington. Maybe now would be a good time to look reasonable, if only by comparison. But that, of course, is not what's happening. Some inexplicable ignorance of democracy has led the governor once again to his great solution to a non-existent problem. We need to purge the voter rolls of illegals. You may recall that in 2012, Governor Scott and his administration identified 180,000 illegal aliens that were suspected of being potential threats to our voting system. That number was pared down to 2,600, and then eventually 80 of the nearly 12 million people registered to vote in the state were removed. Lawsuits were filed, supervisors of elections revolted, our already blemished voting history was further condemned, and Democrats scored huge victories come November. On Monday, Secretary of State Ken Detzner made a stop in Orlando on his integrity tour, vaguely outlining the governor's plan to give institutionalized racism another chance. This time, names would be run through a federal database. Never mind that most people here illegally would be unlikely to register with the federal government. That's not what matters. The important thing is to send a message to minorities that your vote is suspect here. And since you're likely to vote Democrat, you'd be wise to stay home. In other words, you don't trust us, we don't trust you either.